Michigan State University trustees heard criticism Friday from sexual assault survivors and their families over MSU's decision not to hand over 6,000 documents related to the Larry Nassar case to the Attorney General's office. Attorney General Dana Nessel had sought a response from the board by March 26th, saying without the documents, her office would have to close their Nassar investigation. That deadline came and went, with the university again declining to do so, claiming attorney-client privilege. MSU Women's Council Vice President Alexis Hampton says she's fed up with how the board responds to anything related to sexual assault.
How can you possibly claim to care about preventing abuse and violence on this campus when you aren't even willing to turn over important evidence to the Attorney General?
Board member Dan Kelly is an attorney. He says privilege is an important aspect of receiving good legal advice, and he doesn't think withholding the documents was a matter of hiding secrets. The board also heard continuing criticism for the decision to eliminate the MSU varsity swimming and diving program. I'm Scott Pohl.